Okay, so, breakups.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's always saying time heals all wounds. But what if, like, you're just stuck feeling awful?
Right.
Like, what? Well, it turns out there are some pretty clear
Yeah.
signs that maybe talking to a therapist could be the key to actually feeling good again.
Yeah.
So we're diving into that today.
Absolutely. Breakups are so tough.
Yeah.
And those feelings after a breakup can really stick around longer than we would like them to. And
Oh, yeah.
it's really not about trying to rush through the healing, but it's about recognizing when we might need just a little extra support.
Exactly. And figuring out, like, when is it time to get that extra support?
Yeah.
Well, this deep dive is all about those signs.
Yeah.
You might need therapy after a breakup. And we're looking at this really interesting article from Therapy Group of DC by Brad Brenner,
Okay.
who's a PhD.
Gotcha.
And he lays out these red flags that indicate, like, okay, now is the time
Yeah.
to reach out to a professional.
Right. And he even compares like the emotional upheaval of a breakup
Yeah.
to what people experience after like a death.
Oh, wow.
And it's that feeling of grief, the denial, the
Yeah.
anger, the emptiness. Like,
Oh, yeah.
it's a really powerful analogy.
That is so powerful because your whole world is turned upside down. And
Exactly.
then when you're in that state of mind, it's not surprising that one of the first red flags that Brenner mentions is withdrawing from others.
Right.
It's like that instinct to isolate yourself,
Right.
to pull away from friends and family, even if they're reaching out to help.
Yeah, and it's totally understandable
Oh, yeah.
to need some space after a breakup.
Totally.
But when that withdrawing becomes prolonged, when you're actively pushing away people who care about you,
Yeah.
that can actually like really hinder the healing process.
It's true. It's like you get stuck in this loop of all these painful emotions. And what Brenner says is so important is that therapy can provide that safe, non-judgmental space
Absolutely.
to process those feelings
Yeah.
instead of just trying to bottle them up.
And bottling things up only works for so long, right?
Oh,
Like
yeah.
you can only do that for so long
But
and
it's
then
so
that
long. And
hurts.
then
So.
therapy gives you the tools to unpack those emotions
Yes.
and understand them and develop healthy coping mechanisms.
Which is so key because speaking of things being thrown off balance, that leads us to the next red flag that Brenner discusses. And that is when a breakup starts to really impact your ability to function in everyday life. And we're not just talking about forgetting an appointment here or there. This is significant disruptions like problems at work,
Tightly.
strained relationships with loved ones, difficulty sleeping,
Yeah.
changes in appetite.
It's like the breakup creates this like ripple effect
Yeah.
that touches every aspect of your life.
Yeah, like you said, you might find it hard to concentrate. Your sleep's all over the place. Your eating habits change. These can all be signs that you need some extra support to regain your footing.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
it's important to remember that like everyone copes differently. And for some people, a breakup might lead to like some unhealthy coping mechanisms,
Right.
like turning to substances to kind of numb the pain.
Yeah, it's like putting a Band-Aid on like a deep wound.
Totally.
It might give you some temporary relief,
Right.
but it's not addressing the underlying issue. And it can actually create more problems in the long run.
Totally. And that's why seeking professional help is so crucial.
Absolutely.
Because a therapist can really help you develop some healthier coping strategies
Yeah.
that help you process those really difficult emotions in a way that's actually constructive.
Yeah, it's about building resilience and not just to get through this breakup,
Right.
but to equip you for future challenges as well.
That's exactly.
And that brings us to that final red
Oh,
flag that
yeah.
Brenner discusses, and
Yeah.
that's romanticizing the relationship.
Yeah.
That tendency to kind of look back with rose-colored glasses
Oh,
and
yeah.
remember only the good times and kind of put your ex on a pedestal.
Oh, I know that one well. It's
Yeah.
so easy to fall into that trap,
It is.
especially when you're hurting and you're lonely.
It's a natural human response,
Yeah.
we want to avoid pain.
Of course.
But idealizing the past, clinging to this like idealized version of what was,
Yeah.
it prevents you from moving on in a healthy way.
It's so true. Because it's like you're holding yourself back from finding a love that is truly right for you because you're stuck in this fantasy
right.
of what could been.
Exactly. And therapy can really help you to see the relationship more realistically,
yeah.
flaws and all.
Yeah.
And it's not about, you know, bashing your ex or anything like that,
no.
but it's about gaining clarity.
Right. And understanding why things end.
Yeah, and recognizing patterns.
Exactly.
That might be holding you back from finding a fulfilling relationship in the future.
Precisely. And that leads us to a really important point that Brenner emphasizes.
Okay.
And it's the importance of finding the right therapist.
Because let's face it, opening up about something as personal as a breakup
mm-hmm.
requires a certain level of trust
yeah.
and connection.
Absolutely. Like any relationship,
yeah.
you need to feel comfortable
yeah.
and understood for it to be truly beneficial.
Exactly.
And Brenner talks about the importance of finding a therapist who truly listens.
Yes.
Who empathizes
mm-hmm.
and makes you feel safe.
Yeah. Like you want somebody that gets you, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you feel like, okay, I can really be vulnerable here.
Exactly. Someone who prioritizes your well-being.
Yeah.
And creates a space where you feel heard and understood.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to like shop around a bit, you
sure.
know?
It's okay to have consultations with a couple different therapists.
Right.
Before you commit to one.
Totally. It's like anything else. You want to
yeah.
find the right fit, you know?
Yeah.
Find someone whose approach really aligns with like you as a person.
Right. And remember, seeking therapy,
yeah.
it's a sign of strength. Not weakness, you know?
Yeah.
It takes courage to acknowledge when you need help.
Yeah.
And to take that step towards healing.
It's such a good point. It really is an investment.
It is.
In yourself and your future happiness.
Couldn't agree more.
So true.
And you know, just remember, you're not alone in this journey. Breakups are tough.
They are.
But with the right support,
yeah.
you can heal, you can grow.
Yeah.
And you can come out stronger on the other side.
So much good stuff to think about today.
Mm.
Big takeaway, don't be afraid to reach out for help if you're struggling after a breakup.
Absolutely.
Like you said, it's a sign of strength.
It is.
To prioritize your mental and your emotional well-being.
Yeah.
And who knows? It might just lead you to like a happier, healthier you.
Exactly. Learning from the past and moving forward with greater self-awareness
yeah.
and resilience.
Love that. And that wraps up our deep dive today on signs you might need therapy after a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, healing takes time.
Yeah.
And it's okay to ask for help along the way.
Absolutely.
Until next time.